Welcome back to Commute and Compute. I believe this is episode 31. I don't even know if it matters. Anyhow, let's talk about Bitcoin versus a weakening dollar. Well, I have some time left. Driving home today. I'm Contra, this is Commute and Compute. And today I want to talk about maybe one of the most misunderstood dynamics in Bitcoin. What happens when the U.S. dollar weakens, and how we can measure Bitcoin's value in a world where our measuring stick itself is falling apart. If you're wondering why this matters, here's the key. Bitcoin is almost always quoted in dollars. You know, Bitcoin's at, what, 109 today? 109,000, that is. Or, you know, Bitcoin is set price, whatever. But what happens when the dollar itself becomes worth less over time? How do we know what Bitcoin's real value is if the ruler we use to measure it is changing, you know, the size? So let's start from the top. The dollar. What does it mean to quote-unquote weaken? When we say the dollar is weakening, I'm not necessarily talking about a single day's price movement, you know, on the DXY index. That's the chart traders use to see the dollar's value against a basket of other currencies. Instead, a weakening dollar over the long term means it buys less and less of the same goods and services. So think of how, you know, a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas costs way more than it did, say, 10 or 20 years ago. That's not because milk or gas are getting rarer. It's because the dollar is worth less. We see that today. And this happens for two big reasons. Inflation, i.e. printing more dollars, and a loss of confidence in the dollar's stability. This inflation, it dilutes the value of each existing dollar. If there's twice as many dollars chasing the same amount of goods, prices rise. Now here's the twist. The dollar doesn't weaken equally against everything. It might weaken faster against energy or food, you know, during a crisis, but less so against something else. That means the dollar's purchasing power is a moving target, depending on what you're measuring it against. So Bitcoin's priced. You know, priced in what? Bitcoin's price in dollars is one of the most closely watched financial indicators in the world today. You know, CNBC, Bloomberg, social media, they all talk about Bitcoin in dollar terms. But what is the price really telling you? When the dollar is stable, it's a decent measuring stick. If Bitcoin, say, goes down from 30,000, or I should say, it goes from 30,000 to 60,000, you've doubled your dollars. But when the dollar weakens, meaning it loses purchasing power, the price of Bitcoin might go up even if Bitcoin's real-world value stays exactly the same. And that's because now you need more. You need more, essentially weaker dollars to buy the same amount of Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin is at, say, 60,000, I'm just giving examples, it's not, is at 60,000 today, and the dollar's purchasing power falls by 20% over the next year, Bitcoin could rise to 72,000, even if demand and supply for Bitcoin didn't change at all. It's just a reflection of a weaker dollar. This is why hard assets, like gold historically, and even Bitcoin now, often rise in dollar terms during periods of high inflation or currency debasement. Now, the relativity problem, you know, is that it's measuring a moving target. So one of the weirdest concepts in finance is that we measure everything relative to something else. Dollars aren't absolute units of value. They're just pieces of paper or, you know, digital entries whose worth is defined by trust and supply. And if the dollar weakens relative to other currencies, the price of Bitcoin in dollars goes up. But what if the dollar weakens relative to everything? Say gold or oil, Big Macs for that matter, real estate, your rent, you name it. Then you start to see the real effect. Bitcoin becomes more expensive in dollar terms, not because Bitcoin's fundamentals improved overnight, but because the dollar's purchasing power fell across the board. And that's why focusing only on Bitcoin's price in USD without thinking about the dollar's own stability gives you a distorted view of reality. So purchasing power, the true measure of value. So how do we figure out what Bitcoin really or is really worth if dollars are melting? The answer is to think in terms of purchasing power. You know, what does one Bitcoin buy you in real world goods or services? This could mean asking questions, say, you know, how many gallons of gas can one Bitcoin today buy you versus last year? How many months of rent does, you know, one Bitcoin cover now compared to 5 years ago? Or, you know, can one Bitcoin buy more or less of a basket of groceries or a basket of global stocks? Because purchasing power is what you actually care about. If you can buy more with your Bitcoin over time, it's gaining value in a meaningful sense. So if you can buy less, it's losing value, even if the number on the chart looks higher in dollars. Now let's bring it all together a little bit. When the dollar weakens, assets that can't be easily inflated, like Bitcoin, tend to rise in dollar terms. But Bitcoin isn't just another asset like a stock or a bond. It's a monetary system designed to have a fixed supply. There will ever only be 21 million Bitcoin. You can't make more, you can't mine more, you can't print more. So if the world loses faith in the dollar, or if inflation erodes the dollar's value, Bitcoin becomes a lifeboat. It holds purchasing power better because it's immune, you know, to monetary policy debasement. That's one of the core promises of Bitcoin as sound money. So I think talking about the CME gap real quick, there's this narrative, and a lot of traders obsess over what's called the CME gap. The price gap that happens when the CME Bitcoin future markets closes over the weekend and reopens at a different spot price, say on Monday. Some people believe that gaps, you know, must get filled, meaning Bitcoin's price will come back to that level. But these gaps are traders' short-term curiosity. Over the long term, what drives Bitcoin's dollar price is global liquidity, fiat supply, and adoption, not whether a futures chart left a gap. So let's talk about practicality. You know, Bitcoin versus the dollar meltdown. One of the things to watch if the dollar starts to weaken dramatically is volatility. Bitcoin will likely become, I think, more volatile in dollar terms because it's floating on a stormy sea of fiat uncertainty. You might see bigger daily swings, not because Bitcoin itself is suddenly riskier, but because the measuring stick is bouncing around. And in these moments, people often flee to Bitcoin, not just for speculative reasons, but to protect purchasing power from a rapidly depreciating currency. And another way to measure Bitcoin's true value during a dollar decline is to look at it priced in other currencies, say the euros, or say the Japanese currency, you know, whatever, or even gold. If Bitcoin's price rises against every major currency and stable asset, that's a sign of Bitcoin truly strengthening. If it only rises against the dollar but stays flat against others, it typically suggests that the move is more about dollar weakness than Bitcoin strength. So I hope you're following me. You know, and this is especially important in a global context. Many Bitcoiners, Bitcoin holders live outside the U.S. They think of Bitcoin in their own currency. And where currencies can weaken far faster than the dollar, they're much more unstable. And I think for them, Bitcoin isn't just a speculative asset. It's protection from local currency collapse. And so let's talk about the confidence in the narrative, I guess, for a second. Ultimately, both the dollar's value and Bitcoin's price are driven by confidence. The dollar weakens when people lose faith in its ability to hold value over time. Bitcoin rises when people gain faith in it, essentially as an alternative. I think that's what we're seeing today. That's why Bitcoin's price movement isn't purely mathematical. It's also a reflection of the narrative. Because if, say, the U.S. shows fiscal discipline and controls inflation, the dollar can regain strength and Bitcoin's price in dollars may stagnate or fall. If the government overspends or overprints, or say geopolitical factors happen, they erode trust in the dollar and Bitcoin inevitably benefits from this. So what happens if the dollar really collapses? Maybe that's what you're waiting for. And this is the doomsday scenario some Bitcoiners imagine. Hyperinflation or sovereign, debt crisis causes the dollar crash and Bitcoin skyrockets. That's what many want to see. But even in that extreme case, Bitcoin's price in dollars becomes almost meaningless. If a loaf of bread costs, say, $1 million, does it really matter if Bitcoin is worth $100 million? In such a collapse, people would value Bitcoin based on what it can buy, real goods or stable assets. Bitcoin's role, becomes more like a direct barter tool. How many eggs or liters of gas does, say, a tenth of Bitcoin get you? And the end game, I think Bitcoin as a new denominator, some Bitcoiners believe that as the dollar weakens, Bitcoin could eventually become, the new measuring stick, a unit of account, essentially. Instead of saying a car is worth, or costs $50,000, we'd say a car costs, one Bitcoin or a quarter of a Bitcoin. But that shift requires massive adoption. It needs people to think in terms of Bitcoin, merchants to price goods in Bitcoin, and salaries or contracts to be denominated in Bitcoin. We're not there yet. I think we're getting there. But in countries where local currencies fail completely, we've seen people adopt dollars, euros, or even, stable coins. So in theory, Bitcoin could fill that role too. So I think my core takeaway today is what you need to remember is Bitcoin rising in dollar terms during dollar weakness doesn't mean Bitcoin is stronger in absolute terms. It could just reflect a weaker dollar. And the real measure of Bitcoin's value is its purchasing power, what you can buy with it. And, a weaker dollar increases volatility and strengthens Bitcoin's appeal as hard money. So over time, Bitcoin could become a new measuring stick. I think it will. But only if adoption grows enough that people regularly think price and transaction and transact in Bitcoin. And that's why if you're stacking sats, you should focus less on day-to-day price moves and more on what Bitcoin can buy you over time. Because that's the ultimate test of value. So I hope this helped. If you have any questions, shoot me some comments or questions. DM me on Noster. I'll link my NPub on the show notes. If this was helpful for you, share it with somebody. Continue to support me. I appreciate you guys. Still trying to grow. And in the meantime, stay free, stay sovereign, and keep stacking those sats.